You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There was a survey that was done for parents asking them at what age they would be willing to leave their kids home alone if they had to go out of town for a weekend. So this is not leaving your kids home alone for 2 hours while you go out and grab a quick bite to eat or go shopping or something like this. This is an entire weekend. So let's say you leave on Friday and you come back Sunday evening. How old do your kids need to be before you will do that? I know for Jeremy, it's 29.
Oh, and even that's a little young.
But here's the reason we're bringing this up. Well, actually, you know what? Let's chat about this before we give the stats, because I think the stats will be eye-opening for some people. And then I wonder if people are all talk.
Oh, sure. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. My kid can totally pull it off. And then you're
are
like,
they all talk like, yeah, I would leave my 4-year-old all weekend. They're my kid's tough.
Sure you would. Sure.
So what about for you? What would that age be
like
before
13,
you allow your kids?
So Reed's going to be 12 here in a couple weeks. So I'm thinking another year of maturity on top of that. I still feel like that's pretty darn young. I'm thinking more 15, 16. At that point, you're fine to leave.
You know, the funny thing about it, too, Jer, is that you start to get into that balancing point, okay, in my mind anyway, with teenagers, is there's a balancing point where they're old enough that you know they could take care of themselves and they won't burn the house down.
Right.
But the other side of that teeter-totter, Google that, kids, the other side of it is how much trouble as a teenager they would get into.
Correct. So they'd be having friends over, things like that. Bad choices.
Yeah. They're capable. It's funny because it's a weird... It's just a teeter-totter. They get to the point where they're old enough to take care of themselves, but then they start making the really bad decisions.
Right. I mean, honestly, this is going to boil down to the maturity of the child and probably how responsible they are. But still, I mean, if you have an outside influence that, you know, comes by one day, all that can go out the window.
Well, here's the survey results.
All right.
14% of people, that's a pretty significant number. That's 1 in 7, say they would feel okay about it if their kid was at least 13. And another 11% would be cool with it once the kid was 14. So now that is 25%. That's 1 in 4 are okay with the kids who were 14 or younger staying an entire weekend by themselves. Yeah, because it's
like how
14% at 13 and 11% at 14. So that's together, that's 25%.
I mean, once you're hitting 14, you're probably okay. And I mean, really, you got to start factoring in, like, this isn't 1980 anymore where you just say, well, we'll see you on Sunday. You know, you've got cameras you can set up in the house. You've got tracking devices. They've got phones on them essentially all the time. I mean, you can constantly be checking in.
So you have dozens of cameras all over your house. So
yeah, it's like a prison.
My fear for you and Nicole going away is that you wouldn't be able to have a good time.
True.
Because you would be spending the whole time watching Reed
your
phone.
Man. I just think of like right now when all four of us are gone and how many times we check in on the dog cam to make sure that the dog is doing okay. And to leave another human at home, yeah, I would be glued to my phone the entire time.
20% of people say they would never do this until their kids were 18.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. My parents left me, and they went, and they took my sister, and they went to Florida. I'm trying to remember what age I was. I had to have been 17, 18. Yeah, and I stayed home by myself. It was great. It was really good.
You know, there is that time that a lot of people can look back on, that first moment of liberation when parents left them alone for an extended amount of time, and you felt like such a... You felt like such an adult.
You
or
did, yeah. You're
a
like,
big
I'm,
person.
I've
you know?
Officially made it. I am mature. I am wise and old now.
Yeah.
Bad thing about that one is the neighbors ratted me out with how many girls I had over.
I don't believe that for one.
Oh, true
second.
Story.
I don't
true
believe it for one. I know story. You, Mr. President of the 4x4 Club.
I had that rugged, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You rugged.
Uh-huh. Stupid neighbors.
I'm laughing at Jose, who says, he sent us a text. He goes, I think it's a maturity level, not an age matter. My son is 13, and I can't trust him with the toaster.
Yeah.
He's in there with a fork trying to get it out.
No.
Oh, that is funny. Alex says, teenagers are crazy, wild savages that are looking for destruction at almost every chance.
Well, and Hollywood has ruined it for all the teenagers, too, because every, you know, movie where the parents go away, you know, I think American Pie was one of those, super bad, Clueless.
Risky,
you know,
business.
It's like risky business, like parents are away, it's time to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kathy's got a funny note. She goes, mine were 17 and 15. The first time we left them home alone, I told them if they thought a party was a good idea, the house had better be cleaner than I left it. And she says, my daughter still says that was the only reason she never had people over. She hated cleaning.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll give you a ding for that, and we will go to the phones and see what people have to say about this. Hey, Danielle, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, according to this survey, several people said 13 or 14 was fine for leaving them alone. What about you?
I think it depends on the kid. One kid I would leave alone, the other I wouldn't. But I did just leave my 14-year-old kid alone from Thursday to Sunday.
Okay.
But when he gets to be 16 or 17, I probably wouldn't do it.
Hey, tell me about the kid you wouldn't leave home alone. What's their deal?
The one I will leave home alone?
No, the other. Didn't you say there's one that you wouldn't?
Oh, yeah, the one I wouldn't. Yeah, there's
Why?
One I wouldn't. I don't
Why?
I don't know. He wouldn't be able to take care of himself.
he's the nightmare child, right?
He gets in trouble a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
And the one I did leave home alone didn't even have a phone.
Really?
Yeah.
And you came home and everything was fine, wasn't it?
It was. He just asked me to find him places to eat dinner. So he went to neighbors for dinner.
So he had, like, no communication devices at all?
He had an iPad, but if he wasn't home, he had lots of sports practices and games. So when he wasn't home, I didn't have a way.
So what if there was an emergency or something at home, and he would have to, like, email the fire department?
He's got an iPad at home.
What's he going to do with an iPad?
You can
what if there's a fire?
You can do all that stuff. Well, make a call.
What if he cut himself really bad on something?
Run next door. The point is, Danielle doesn't live a life of fear and everything turned out fine.
I don't like this at all, Danielle.
I like it.
I hate it.
You're my kind of people, Danielle.
You're lucky he didn't bleed out.
I'm glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. Here's Terry. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
So what do you say about this?
Oh, it's funny you brought it up because we're doing it for the first time in 2 weeks. Like, we've never left them alone. We're going to the mountains. We'll leave Thursday, get back Sunday. I have two teenage boys, 17 and 15. So, you know, yes, ideally they should be able to be home alone. It's just that whole decision-making process that we're a little, you know, but it's a good test, right, for them?
Are you giving them, like, scenarios before you leave? Like, if this were to happen, what would you do? Or if this were to happen, what should you do? Have you done any of that?
Yeah. And they have cell phones. And then we have a really close neighborhood, so the whole neighbors will know that we're gone and be watching the house.
Everything will be fine.
You'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
At 17, yes.
Come on.
Well, yeah. I know. 17, like, you'll be gone next year, you know, to college. I won't even know what he's doing. So.
Right,
exactly. So are you going to be doing that thing where you can't even enjoy yourself up in the mountains because you're going to be checking in all the time?
No, I don't think so. And I think my husband will keep me from doing that because he's like, they are totally fine. We need to leave them alone. They'll be okay. So I think he'll.
Yeah, and you get a little alone time with the hubs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Right?
Yeah, girl, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm got this vision. Should I even
no,
should
don't
I verbalize
visualize
what
it.
I'm
don't,
thinking?
Don't, no.
But I'm thinking, what I'm visualizing is...
Uh-oh.
Well, never mind. My internal editor,
she's
Terry,
probably visualizing a few things, too, Tom. It's
have
right.
a great day. Have a great
fun,
trip
Terry.
To the mountains. No, but I'm thinking about...
what? Breathing heavy at altitude?
During an intimate time, she's pulling her phone off the nightstand and checking on stuff.
Gotcha.